The outbreak of violence between anti-government red shirt protesters and military occurred at mid-afternoon on Wednesday when a red shirt protest convoy of some 100 vehicles and motorbikes was confronted by army barricades in the suburbs north of Bangkok. Up to 2,000 protesters had left the main rally site near a major retail and hotel district, aiming to travel to Bangkok's outskirts. The Red Shirts said they were preparing to expand their protests beyond the main site at the Ratchaprasong intersection, where they've been camped since April 4. An army spokesman, Major Pankrawi Sangmitra, said the more than three-hour clash was a combined army and police operation.
Have the clash between our force and the demonstration on the VOD road. And now have one shoulder is injured and ten people injured. We cooperation together, armed force and police. We try to control situation on the street.
Reports said riot squads fired into the air in a bid to push the protesters back. But when several protesters moved in to remove barbed wire, soldiers fired directly at the protesters. Troops had been told to use rubber bullets, but had the authority to use live ammunition for self-defense. Protesters were reported firing homemade bamboo rockets at the troops. Several protesters were wounded and taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. Earlier, Thai Prime Minister Apisit Wechachiwa, in an interview, said he hoped to resolve the conflict peacefully, but in trying to enforce the rule of law, was attempting to minimize losses. The government says it is looking to restore law and order, but will allow protests at the main site to continue. But since early April, clashes between the military and red shirt protesters have led to at least 26 people killed and nearly 1,000 wounded, including a series of grenade attacks last week that killed a woman and left dozens injured. The red shirt protests are largely backing former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, ousted in a coup in 2006. But Thaksin remains popular among the urban and rural poor and working class due to populist policies while in power. The urban elite accused Thaksin of corruption and abuse of power, as well as seeking to interfere in the Thai monarchy. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.